Hello there, this is Mistress Brighton, and if you'd like to read along to this audio, you can read my blog post at enchantrixtees.com. Now, today's blog post is a little bit different. I had a total brain fart, and I couldn't think of what I wanted to blog about next. I do have a few ideas, but they haven't fully come together. And so I think what I'm probably going to do is I'm going to use my new vibrator and rub one out, get that clit throbbing, and after I have like a massive orgasm, then I'll be able to put my thoughts down on paper. But I do have a few ideas, you know, like that one blog I was going to do about, the Scorpio in me is very secretive, and there are some things that I like to keep close to my chest, so I'm not going to tell you what I'm blogging about next. You'll just have to find out when I post them. And speaking of Scorpios and goddess worship and birthdays, did you see what I did there? For those of you that are not aware, yes, Mistress Brighton does have a birthday coming up, which means no, I was not actually hatched, and no, I'm not really from another planet, even if there are days when I wish that I was. I do have a birthday coming up exactly 1 month from now. It's October 6th today, and my birthday is on November 6th, which is also a Friday. So let me just tell you, I plan on having one hell of a weekend. I've been a mistress at LDW now for 3 months. Woohoo! And actually a little bit over 3 months. And I'm having loads of fun so far, learning and growing and getting to know my callers. And, you know, I'm getting to know the mistresses too. It's been a lot of fun. And as this will be my very first birthday at LDW, I figured now would be a good time to let you know you've got a month to plan ahead so that you can spoil me. Because who doesn't like being spoiled on their birthday? So I'm sure you're wondering, what does Mistress Brighton want for her birthday? Well, I have a lot of interest. Some simple, some quirky, some a little strange. So if you'd like to get an idea of all the crazy shit that I'm into, or maybe not so crazy. You know, I say crazy, but maybe it's not crazy to you. But the very first place you can start is my Amazon wish list. I have a few things on there. If you're not sure what to pick from my wish list, Amazon gift cards are the way to go, and they're always welcome. And you can send them straight to yours truly at Brighton at EnchantrixEmpire.com. And if you do send me something off my wish list, please be kind enough to let me know that you did so that I can properly thank you for spoiling me. Unless, of course, you want to remain an anonymous gifter and just surprise me, you can do that too. You can also send me a virtual bouquet by calling the dispatcher. Like, say, if you've done a call with me after our call, you can call the dispatcher back at 800-601-6974 and let her know that you would like to leave me a virtual bouquet. So those are welcome as well, because who doesn't like money? Because then when I get it, I can take all that cold hard cash and just rub it all over my naked, hot, sweaty body. You'd like to see that, wouldn't you? Well, you know, you're probably also wondering what it's like being a Scorpio. Unless you're a Scorpio yourself, then you already know. One thing I can tell you about Scorpios is that we are very unique, very powerful sign in the world of astrology, if you believe in all that sort of stuff. And one thing I can definitely tell you about Scorpios is that if you spoil us, we will never, ever forget it. We are very generous, kind-hearted people, and we're also grateful. I'm a very grateful mistress when someone does something nice for me, and I always remember when someone does something nice for me. Of course, you get on my bad side, we won't forget that either. Trust me, the last place you want to be is on my shit list. I am probably one of the sweetest, most, you know, just kind, open-minded mistresses that you will ever meet. So why would you want to do that? Why would you want to get on my shit list and, you know, do something to piss me off? That is not where you want to be, trust me. But we are talking about spoiling, and we're talking about Scorpios. Now, contrary to popular belief, don't believe any of the horrible things that you've ever heard about Scorpios that were like, you know, actually, I'm not even going to mention them because they're not true. We're sweet, we're kind, we're loving, and so what if we have a couple of bodies piled up in the basement? Oh, did I just say that out loud? Well, anyway, forget about the bodies in the basement. We're talking about spoiling Mistress Brighton for her birthday, right? I love to be spoiled. I like a lot of weird shit. Like, you know, I kind of want a samurai sword. I kind of want a machete. I kind of want one of those curved scythe things, you know. You know what I'm talking about. I have a thing for knives and, like, sharp objects, but I'm sorry. I'm getting off the subject. I get very distracted when I'm talking about my birthday and all of those sorts of things. Moving on, one of the weird things that I do like, and I do like a lot of weird shit, is I have a total lady boner for poopery. I discovered it a couple of months ago, and I haven't tried it yet, but I am absolutely gagging to try this shit. Like, I really, really do. And if you don't know what poopery is, you know what? I'm not going to tell you. Just go to my blog post, click on the link, and just check the link out and see for yourself. When I found out what it was, I think I laughed for about a minute straight. Like, I was in tears. That's how hilarious I thought it was. You know, Scorpios do have sort of a dark humor. I have a dark humor. I love to laugh. So funny gifts are also welcome. You know, I kind of need a whoopee cushion. I'm not going to tell you what I need the whoopee cushion for. Listen, just send me one, okay? I will love you forever if you send me a whoopee cushion. Moving right along, I've been dying to try some poopery. So once you discover what poopery is by clicking on the link, if you want to gift me some, you can send it to the LDW gifting address. And if you do send me some poopery and a whoopee cushion, I will totally do a little blog review, or I'll send you an email with a review of the product and let you know how I like it. I absolutely promise I will do that for you. Some other things that I like are black garlic. If you don't know what black garlic is, and you are a garlic lover, or you like really spicy, pungent food, I implore you to try black garlic. It is just, it's so good. It's so orgasmically good. You can put it on, like, curried chicken and make curried black garlic chicken. You can put it on grilled steaks. You can put it on your toes and have somebody suck them off. You can, I'm actually serious about the toes, by the way. You can dip it in chocolate and eat it like chocolate covered black garlic. Oh my God. I've actually tried this. I made black garlic brownies. I know you're probably thinking, ew, Miss Brighton, what are you talking about? That's gross. But, you know, I like some weird, really strange tasting things. So I thought it was absolutely blissful, and I love black garlic. So if you want to gift me some black garlic, like just buy me a big jar, and trust me, I will probably burn through it and put black garlic in everything for like a month straight, you know. You can also get me absinthe. I am absolutely in love with absinthe. Absinthe is absolutely orgasmic to me. I tried it for the first time a couple of years ago when I went to New Orleans. It was actually my first visit to New Orleans. I was visiting a friend of mine, and it was my first time trying absinthe. And oh my God, just picture Mistress Brighton in her pretty little pink spaghetti strap sundress with this nice warm breeze blowing against my thighs, totally walking down the streets of New Orleans, buzzed as fuck off absinthe. Oh my God, it is so, so good. I can't tell you enough about that. And there's an awesome company that will ship it to you if you want to try different types of absinthe. They're really great. Grass-fed beef. I do like eating meat. I prefer organic meat whenever I can get it. And the grass-fed beef company, they have some really amazing products. And so if you want to get me a gift card from there, I will totally love you forever. Also, wine gift baskets. If you want to send me some wine, I love red. I'm partial to red wine, but I do like white also. So you can send me a gift basket. Anything Game of Thrones related. Anything Jon Snow related, because hello, have you seen that body? Anyway, moving right along. And also, since winter is coming, pun intended, I need a new pair of muckluck boots. I absolutely love the little muckluck. I don't know what else they call them. I forgot what they're called, but they are called muckluck boots. They have another nickname, but they're so warm, and they've got like this furry, you know, leg that goes like around your calf, and they're so comfy and warm in the winter. Like literally nothing will get through these things. I had a pair of mucklucks or Canuck boots or whatever you call them, and I wore them until they fell off my feet. I mean, so now I need a new pair. And then the other reason I like muckluck boots is because they look adorable with stretchy pants. And Mistress Brighton loves stretchy pants because they make my ass look amazing. I have this cute ass that I love to show off and wear stretchy pants in the wintertime. So there you go. Get me some muckluck boots. What else do I like? Oh, goodness. I will accept gift cards from Bath & Body Works. I will accept gift cards from the body shop. I love, you know, like lotions and oils and shower gels. And I just love to smell good. Lush, because hello, bath bombs. Sephora. I love Sephora because they always, like, I always discover some new product or perfume or something in Sephora that I didn't know about. And they have just a ton of great stuff. So send me a Sephora e-gift card or whatever. And I mean, you know, Sephora is also a great place to go cosmetic shopping if you're shopping for makeup. Hint, hint. Hello, sissies. So I think that's everything. I hope I didn't leave anything out. I know this has been a very long audio post, so I hope you've enjoyed it. And now that we've gotten that out of the way, you're probably wondering what Mistress Brighton is going to be doing for her birthday. Well, first of all, there will definitely be cake. If you have read my Enchantrix Empire posts on there when I do birthday posts for people, there is always cake. You cannot properly celebrate your birthday without cake. So there will definitely be cake. It will probably be chocolate because, hello, I love chocolate. Oh, that's another thing you can gift me for my birthday, chocolate. I will eat it by the pound. But yeah, there will probably be chocolate cake and lots of it. Probably by the end of the night, there will be chocolate cake all over my naked body. My nipples are getting hard just thinking about all that chocolate cake, yummy cake that I'm going to have for my birthday. And I will probably like just take some chocolate frosting, you know, as part of my birthday celebration and rub it all over my breasts. And then a lucky volunteer participant will get to lick it all off of my boobies. And I haven't decided what else I'm going to have for my birthday, but there will definitely probably be birthday dinner, food, drinks. I'm thinking definitely there will be some cock involved because, hello, it's your birthday, and a mistress deserves some really good, hot, sweaty, back-breaking, orgasmic, coming, gushing birthday sex. So yes, there will be cock. There might even be boobies, because who doesn't like boobies? Actually, I shouldn't say might. There will definitely be boobies. And so you're probably thinking, what the hell are you going to be doing for your birthday, Mistress Brighton? Well, I'm not going to tell you that now. I will leave the details of that for the after party blog post. So you'll have to wait until then to find out what I did for my birthday. But yeah, there will definitely be cake and nudity and lots of coming. But until then, I would love to hear from all of you, and we can discuss all things debauchery and degradation. Maybe even a special birthday girl goddess worship session. I love those, especially when the only thing you can use to worship Mistress Brighton's body is your mouth. And I know you know how to use that mouth, and I love when you do. So why don't you call me for a session? We can chat, and you can reach me at 1-800-601-6975. And until next time, you've been listening to my audio for my blog post at enchantrixtees.com, and I hope you've enjoyed this rather long audio, and I will talk to you soon. Bye for now.